What's going on, guys? Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2022, and I hope you're having a good Wednesday. I hope you're having a good hump day. Today's episode's a tough one. I mean, I kind of do a lot of tough episodes because I feel like those are the ones that aren't really being discussed, and this episode is one of the toughest. It's about an officer by the name of Scott Cohen, C-O-H-N. This officer, very young, 38 years old, works in NYPD, and his body was just found. So let's jump into the story. Very tragic story. So who was Scott? Scott Cohen, again, he's an officer with the 90th Precinct in Brooklyn. He had 6 years on the job, guys. Also sang in the national anthem at NYPD events. His body was found on Tuesday evening after allegedly he jumped from the bridge. From the Throgs Neck Bridge the night before. Left his keys, his cell phone in the car, parked right on the highway. According to other officers, they said, quote, "I know he wasn't happy on patrol." Another person said he wasn't happy with the treatment police are getting, the current environment, but that's not really a reason to want to kill yourself. Anyone can leave the job. It's just sad. He was a very friendly, pleasant guy. He was a vocalist for the NYPD and was often asked to perform God Bless America because of his beautiful voice, they're saying. His Honda Civic was left on the northbound side of the bridge, which extends over the East River, connecting Bronx and Queens. And, they were alerted. The TBTA, which is the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority, were alerted of a disabled vehicle on Monday night, 10:20 p.m. They said the unknown person was circling the vehicle and apparently jumped. Then it prompted a late-night search, bringing in all forms of law enforcement, FDNY, NYPD. Even the U.S. Coast Guard came in. And this, again, if you don't know, Monday night was not a clear night. It was a very stormy night that night, so it was very difficult for them to see. Even several Marine units arrived on scene to really try to find the body or find whoever it was. The effort was called off after a couple of hours and then resumed again on Tuesday. And it's so sad because, you know, this is not the first officer to commit suicide. On average, 2019, there was 10 officers who committed suicide. It was 4 in 2020. I believe 3 in 21. And so far this year, this would be number 4 already. This is the 4th officer at the NYPD this year, and we're in September, to commit suicide. And why is that? Do you think it's the benefits? Do you think it's the pay? It's not good. Do you think it's the union's not treating them right? Maybe the captain, maybe his fellow officers, maybe the hazing. Well, I don't think it'll be the hazing. He's been there for, what, 6 years? Right? 38 years old. Where is it? Yeah, 6 years on the job. One of his fellow officers says it's not reason to kill himself, but he's not happy with the quality of treatment, the treatment the police are getting. But it's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and compare between how things were under Trump and under Biden as far as the police are concerned. Because honestly, I don't believe the president made that big of a difference as far as the governor or the mayor of the town, of the policies the city has when it comes to crime. And I've said this before, and this is what upsets me, is that, you know, I do these episodes every day. And these episodes are heartfelt. They take a lot out of me. Sometimes I have to do multiple takes. And although you may think, oh, it's a 15, 30-minute episode, doesn't take them that long, I do a lot of takes. Sometimes I'll say something, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got to take that out. Let me start over. And I don't edit. I try not to edit, so I just restart, re-record from the beginning. And every time I do that, and every, you know, it just, like, reminds me of this is the world that we're in now. And it's so sad. This man signed up when he was 32 to protect and serve his community. To protect those. And, you know, and really try to help and make a difference in this world. And he signed up, and I'm pretty sure most officers do, signed up. And it's not about the pay. They signed up because they wanted to make a difference. And this man most likely thought he was making a difference, but... And probably in the beginning when he, you know, 6 years ago when he started, he probably was. He was being treated like he was. Now, from the videos that I've seen of people just screaming, yelling, pushing, shoving, completely disrespecting the police, even when the police aren't there for them. The police could just be walking by or arresting another individual, and you or this other person has no idea what's going on, sees the police, and they just start going and harassing them verbally, sometimes even physically. And I know you may think that, oh, well, it's just a man, he's a cop, grow up, get over it. You know, for you do a job for 6 years, and first year you're told the hero, and the last five you're told you're not. You got to put your head up and go to work every day, and you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, I am a hero, right? And then maybe, you know, you start questioning that. Like, maybe I'm not a hero. Everyone hates me. Maybe that's what happened to Scott. You know, and I hope that's not happening to the officers. Again, you know, mental health affects everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, child, whatever pronoun, gender you choose to go with. It's affecting everyone. And here's a man who could have reached out to the police department. Maybe he was afraid to reach out and ask for help because he didn't want to get demoted, or he didn't want to get passed up for raises, or whatever the case may be, or he didn't want to be made fun of with his brothers and sisters on the force. Maybe that's a possibility. You could have gotten private practice. You could have seen even online therapy. I promoted a couple online therapy groups before on this website. I know there's a lot of options that this officer could have chose. And for whatever reason, I haven't found out if he has a family or if he has a wife or kids or anything, but I mean, that's... And I know a couple of officers, and I wouldn't want that for anybody, man. I mean, it's tough. I know bills add up, and you know, maybe it was a gambling thing, could be bills thing, could be drugs thing, it could be... But I'm leaning towards more of it being a job thing. And that's heartbreaking to me. It really is. No one should be treated like that. I mean, we should treat each other with respect. It's one thing if they're disrespecting you. If they're disrespecting you, then that's a whole different story. If they're disrespecting you, then I understand that you want to disrespect back, because that's, to me, that's almost like human nature. But to see a stranger and not know him at, you know, he's a stranger. You don't know him from Adam. You don't know him from anybody. You just see the uniform and you immediately start hating. That's almost prejudice. Isn't that prejudice? Maybe that's something to do with it. Of course, we're not going to know unless this guy left a note, which doesn't seem like he did. But yeah, he was struggling mentally. I'm pretty sure. Think about that. You wake up early every night. You get up. You put your badge on. You go out the door. Today, I'm going to make a difference. And then the first call you get, somebody, or, you know, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's possible. First call you get, somebody calls you this and calls you this, says you're this, you're that, you're garbage, you're bacon, you're whatever, you're a bitch, whatever the fuck they're saying. And, you know, it probably gets demoralizing. It gets demotivating. And it gets very depressing. Starts taking a toll on your mental state and your ego. And you got to just brush that off. I guess being an officer these days, you got to be able to take a lot of criticism. Which is, maybe that's something they need to start training for. Maybe that's something they need to add to the curriculum in the police academy. I don't know if they have that. But maybe that's something they need to do, is somehow build that mental toughness, or build that, ability to take that kind of criticism. Again, I don't know. I'm just speculating here what could have pushed him over the edge. He was 6 years in. That's all we know. But, you know, we know the other officer says he wasn't really happy being there. He could have just quit. It's a good point. But when you get 6 years in his mind, he's probably like, I have only 14 years more to go, or whatever, to retirement, 20 years. I don't know what retirement is. You know, and maybe he was just trying to tough it out, or maybe he thought things would get better. Maybe his other associates were like, listen, things are going to get better, or maybe you could transfer to another department, and maybe the transfer didn't go through. And, you know, I'm not going to make excuses for it. I mean, suicide is a horrible thing. it just sucks that, you know, we're already down so many officers this year. A lot of them just left the city and moved to Florida, moved to other states that are welcoming. You know, the more that go, whether they retire or whether they, you know, are injured or transfer or suicided or commit suicide, you know, that's just still, they're still gone, right? And we already have anarchy and chaos in the city. It's not getting any better. And how is it going to get better when we have a police station that's getting smaller? And again, you also got to put blame on the judicial system, right? These court systems are supposed to be designed to keep criminals behind bars and not let them free. And maybe he got frustrated with that too, because I get frustrated with that. How many people I've talked about sucker punch somebody and get released the next day? Or the person who defends themselves goes to jail, Rikers Island, for weeks on a time. Jose Alba, bodega worker. I don't know. But it's a sad day, in my opinion. I feel like, you know, this should be made more announced. And I think they really need to start understanding that not everyone is bad. Not every cop is bad. Not every cop is good. Not every person, you know, but that's just everything in life. And that people are, you know, behind the uniform, there's a human being. Behind every uniform, there's a human being. Until robots come out, that's still a human being. And they have feelings, they have emotions. You don't know what's going on with their mental state. And I'm not telling you that cops are nothing. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not telling you that cops are bitches or whatever the fuck. I'm saying treat everybody with respect. Treat everybody with respect unless they disrespect you. Why are you disrespecting people first? It makes you look an asshole. You're just an asshole. Walk around with an attitude, giving everybody a fucking attitude because of their uniform. Doesn't that just make you an asshole? I'm just saying. Let me know what you guys think. Comment below. Again, hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. TikTok episode is out at CJ Bronson Show on TikTok. And again, be safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Please, at all times, be alert. And don't forget, guys, I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.